Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Catherine. How can I help?
Yeah, I've got these messages coming up, and they don't refer me anywhere. I'm Bruce from Homeowners Value. That's my company, originally from 2005. So I hooked up with your service. I'm getting messages today. You received a call on your Local Splash call tracking number. And then it has this list of numbers, M226-0733, and so on. So I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to do with these messages. I'm not really finding a way to refer to them from the phone app. So the phone app isn't really connecting me to anything, so I'm just sort of wondering what to do with it.
Oh, sure. Can I pull up your account first? Can I get your business phone number?
Yeah, 727-214-8328.
All right. And your first and last name?
Bruce McFarlane, M-A-C-F-A-R-L-A. Huh?
Business name.
Oh, Homeowners Value. Thank
you. Thank you so much. Let me take a look, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, the line was cutting in and out.
Okay, I hear you fine.
All right, yep, I hear you better now. Okay.
I don't know what to do with these. It's like it says you received a call on your Splash number, tracking number, but I have no way to reach these people.
Okay. Let me see.
Maybe they are reaching my phone, but I have no way to connect the call to from Splash to my phone. I have no way to refer one to the other.
No worries at all. This is actually the good thing about having a call tracking number for your business, because you get to track all the calls that are coming in. If you do want to see these calls, it's available in your Local Splash dashboard under the Leads tab.
Okay. So
okay.
I go in there.
Yeah.
And I log in. Let's see.
Yeah. If you don't see anything, please click on the reload button so you get to see the real-time numbers that call you.
Yeah. Let me get this going here.
Sure.
I got a link to it. What am I doing? I got a link to it. Where is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so I got that, local leads, it says one.
Mm-hmm. You get to see the date.
So I clicked on the leads. I guess that's where I should be. And all I get is one lead, and it says authentify, and it has a 727 number. Actually, it's a 773 area code number, so I'm not really sure what that is. Is that a customer I should be calling? I don't have any information about it. Let's see if I click on mail. Let's see. Maybe I can play it.
Sure, yeah, you can actually play it. You can play the recording there.
Yeah, there's actually a button I can push, but it doesn't want to play anything.
That's weird. So most likely it might have just been like a missed call or something. But don't worry, we just got everything set up. If you want to go ahead and check, give that a call. You can definitely do so. Anyway, we don't charge you per lead. So
yeah, let me see.
No,
it wouldn't play, but I can download it. So let me.
Yeah, no harm in trying. No harm in checking. So just check it out, and if it's a potential
customer, no.
If not, then there will be more.
Yeah, it doesn't want to play anything as far as I can see. Yeah, I'm not getting anything. I downloaded it, and I'm not getting anything with it. So I'm not really sure. And what's weird is I got, like, two tracking messages today, and I just don't know what they mean or what to do with them.
Tracking messages? Let me see.
Yeah, you received a call on your local Splash call tracking number. First one today was first one today was 10:33. Wait a minute. Oh, that's Tuesday. So today, Wednesday, 10:33, I got one message on a tracking number, and then I got another message about a tracking number at 10:51. And I assume these are people that are maybe calling something, and I have no idea what to do with them.
Okay. Well, actually, it was our call tracking specialist. So that we've encountered some issue in terms of the call tracking number, and that our call tracking specialist provided you with a new call tracking number. Do you have it with you?
I don't have it. I don't have any of that. I have received some numbers in the past, some calls on some messages of this type in the past, but I don't have them referred to in my panel. I have one in the panel that's been there from the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing actually on the web program, on the Splash app is one. I have one lead on the app, and then I have a flurry of these messages. So I'm not really sure if maybe that means they called the number and then dropped off. They called, they responded and called and then didn't do anything. In other words, they actually reached the number but then decided not to talk to anyone, decided not to leave a message. Who knows? That's one explanation, but that is actually me guessing. Really,
I get your point, but don't worry. Again, you're free to give them a call to check if actually there's, like I would say, if they're a customer, then that's good. If not, then no harm. Just, you just go ahead and check on it.
Yeah, I have one number I can call, but I don't really know what Authentify means. It sounds like that isn't a customer. That sounds like that's somebody calling this number. It doesn't sound like someone that was ordering blinds. That sounds like somebody that would maybe be selling me something. Because that's what I have in my message. I have Authentify as the message, as the lead. So I don't think that's really a customer ad per se or a customer response.
Well, that could be, that could be a possibility too. Anyway, we just started with our marketing, and we usually get the best of the results. The best of the results start to come in 30 to 45 days. So now we're just looking into possibilities out here as of the moment, since we're still not yet done with all the optimization processes that we do.
Yeah, that's fine. But I think we could do a better job of identifying where these calls are to, these tracking calls are coming or going. I don't really have any feedback, any idea what to make of these messages. You received a call in your local Splash call tracking number, and then the only number I have is an 800 number to call the Splash office. So that doesn't really do me very well. Mm-hmm. I need
call. If there's like a message, mm-hmm. we also include the message on the notification that we sent you. So most likely that could have been the possibility, like they might have just, you know, ended the call right away or something. So there's really, you know, I do see it here as well, Authentify Inc. That's what I see. But this was on the 21st.
Yeah, it started on the 21st, but I have many of them.
Mm-hmm.
I have the one on the 21st, but I have actually one that started on the 20th, and then I have another one on the 21st, and another one on the 25th, and then, let's see, it's interesting that I still have the same tracking number. Yeah, 253, 253, 253, 253, 253, 253. And then the only one that's any different is the 1051 tracking. So I actually have the same number being repeated. And then there's a new number at 1051. I've yet to call that Authentify phone number. I guess I can call that and see what that is.
Yep, you definitely can. I did check on it too for Google what Authentify is. It says here that it's an authentication services for online business. So, but again, it'll be depending on you if you want to give them a call or not.
Yeah, I'll call them. I've been kind of busy. I just figured that wasn't really a customer, so I've been busy selling customers.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll call that number now.
Oh, sure. No worries at all. But again,
it looks like it is. It looks like that's repeated efforts from the same reference number. Well, actually, they all end in 253. And they all start with 626, but there are differences in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So there actually are different tracking numbers. I got confused there. They all
but
start
we only
the
have,
same.
Yeah, but we only have one call tracking this number for your business. That's 727-290-0031. That's the only call tracking number that we're using.
290-0031.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the one that we use to promote your business.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know what to do with that. Do I? They're actually going to call that, and then they get an answering service, and then if they want, they say whatever they're going to say, and then you refer that to me, or what?
That's a good question. Well, actually, when a potential customer dials a call tracking number, it goes directly to your phone. So your phone rings.
Okay.
It doesn't go anywhere, or we don't have any answering service in that. It rings your phone.
Okay.
So you actually talk to the client firsthand.
Okay. So I should be getting phone calls eventually. So from the,
yeah.
I just have no way of really figuring out what these mean to me. That's the only thing. I if it said like referred by Google, referred
mm-hmm.
by, phone from Vermont, all it just says is I received a call from this tracking number and has no explanation of what it is. That's kind of hard to figure out. So a little more information about what that really means to me would be helpful. Anyway, let me keep going. I'm going to call that other number. That's the lead that you have listed. I only have one lead listed on the app. Let me call
mm-hmm.
that now, and I'll just keep moving. I've got to get somebody a quote today, so thanks much.
Sure, no worries. If you ever happen to have other questions, just let us know.
Okay, cool. Thanks for the help.
All right, thank you so much, Giselle Bruce. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
All right.
Bye.